With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. American forces helping Israel down nearly all of the drones and missiles fired by Iran. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
President Biden applauded U.S. service members in the Middle East for their extraordinary skill in defending Israel. In a statement, he said U.S. support for Israel's defense against attacks by Iran and its proxies is ironclad. However, a senior administration official said that Mr. Biden also told Israel's prime minister in a phone call that the U.S. would not participate in any offensive action against Iran. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Elsewhere, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will try to advance wartime aid this week for Israel on Capitol Hill. Also, at SRNnews.com, new data on international migrant immigration.
More than 1 million people moved to some of the largest urban counties in the U.S. just last year. Two-thirds of those people were newcomers. Florida's Miami-Dade County saw the arrival of more than 54,000 people last year, the most of any county in the U.S. In California, more than 40,000 people moved to Los Angeles County, the third largest international migration in the U.S. in 2023. And that helped mitigate the departure of 119,000 local residents from the nation's most populous county. Nevada, on the other hand, saw a drop from more than 8,800 international migrants in 2022 to under 3,700 people in 2023. The state also had the highest unemployment rate of any state last year at 5.1%. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
U.S. judge tossing out a series of civil lawsuits against a Libyan military commander who used to live in Virginia and was accused of killing innocent civilians in his country's civil war. Federal judge in Alexandria, Virginia, ruled he had no jurisdiction to preside over a case alleging war crimes against Khalifa Haftar. This is SRN News. America getting quite a history lesson in the fight over abortion.
The Arizona Supreme Court's decision to enforce an abortion ban dating to 1864 is throwing a spotlight on a little-known part of this country's past. Namely, that people in the 19th century were well aware of abortion and were determined to stop it. Doctors led the way with the American Medical Association, formed in 1847, helping convince every state in the Union to ban abortion by the year 1880. Times, as they say, have certainly changed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany says it will pay a one-time bonus to Holocaust survivors in the wake of last fall's deadly attack by Hamas on Israel. Conference on Material Claims Against Germany says it has negotiated a bonus pool of some $27 million to be distributed to survivors in Israel. This is SRN News. Homelessness is on the calendar for the Supreme Court. Here's Ron DeRockstra.
The rural city of Grants Pass in southern Oregon is the unlikely face of the nation's homelessness crisis, as its case over anti-camping laws is scheduled for April 22nd. The case has broad implications for cities, including whether they can fine or jail people for camping in public. Since 2020, court orders barred Grants Pass from enforcing its anti-camping laws. Now the city's asking the justices to review lower court rulings it says prevented it from addressing the city's homelessness crisis. Ron DeRockster reporting.
A small earthquake has shaken the Southern California desert. No reports of damage nor injuries. U.S. Geological Survey says the quake had a preliminary magnitude of about 3.8, and it hit some 20 miles southeast of Coachella near Riverside. More details at SRNnews.com.